Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Here we are, Friday, October 23rd already, although you'd never know it or guess it by the weather. Highs of 84 today, 60% chance for showers, and looking ahead all the way through next Wednesday, maybe a front coming through, but even then, highs of 78, which, you know, not to complain or anything, but that's pretty close to 80. Chief Serpas joins us right now, our friend, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, our friend, native New Orleanian. Chief, we always say every year, if I might start on an unrelated subject, you know, we get tired of the weather and we want the cold weather to come in. You grew up here. Don't you usually associate that with Halloween? Halloween, where the first weekend of Halloween is when you got a cold week of high school football and you got to wear a jacket, et cetera? Or am I just making that
up? No, absolutely. And then when you get into January, it's like it can't get warm enough quick enough because
Correct.
The wet air is so cold on you. Living in other parts of the country, Tommy, and like in Nashville and Olympia, Washington, it could be 40 degrees, 36 degrees outside, but the air is so dry, you could wear a T-shirt and you didn't even really feel that cold. In New Orleans, 42 degrees, you're burning up. You've got to have a jacket and a parka and a hat because the wetness in the air is so bad.
I just hope some cold weather comes in, man, especially for these restaurants that are struggling and have outdoor seating,
because
even 86 is pretty hot to sit outside. But if you can, go and help them. Tell me about crime in the city, Chief. Carjackings. Let me take a step back here. If you were the chief again and you saw the numbers and what was happening, would you feel as though, hey, guys, let me call everybody in here. We got a problem here. We need to get on this pretty quickly.
As we speak today, the city's webpage that publishes data suggests to us that carjackings are up 83%, non-fatal shootings are up 52%, and murders are up 64%. Yeah, we would have had that conversation, and I'm not suggesting Sean hasn't, but I'll tell you what, I would be probably getting blasted in the media every single day, all day long, from every corner of the city, saying, what are you doing? And Tommy, I'm not telling you that because I think that. I'm telling you that because that's what happened when I was a chief. When I was chief
exactly.
in New Orleans and Nashville, when you have this type of a dramatic and sustained through the 10th month of the year increase in these very specific dangerous crimes, many of which are not strangers on stranger, right? I mean, are stranger on stranger. Carjacking, there's 83% more, the difference of almost 60 cases. That's usually sticking a gun on somebody you don't know. It's a brazen crime. My position has been always, Tommy, and I think sometimes this sounds counterintuitive, the dumb criminal that falls through the ceiling in a video that makes the rounds on the internet that people laugh at is not who I would be worrying about. What I'm worrying about is the people who wake up every day and say, today's my day to be a criminal. Today's my day to rob somebody. Today's my day to shoot somebody I'm angry with. And those types of people pay as much attention to the police as the police do to them. And right now, our police officers are doing really well. There's a very strong survey just recently come out about the relationship between the police and community that we should celebrate. But I'm going to tell you something. If me and Mayor Landrieu were in place right now, or me and Mayor Morial were in place right now, or me and Mayor Purcell or Mayor Dean were in place right now, we would be getting blasted all day about these numbers. And I suspect people's attention on COVID has taken that away. But the media is reporting it, so I'm not, you know, pointing fingers at anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm not suggesting Sean's not doing everything he can.
The people you mentioned were those you served under, correct? That's why you mentioned those
names. Oh, yeah.
Got it. Yeah, all right,
because,
let me take a break here.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, when we pick it up, go ahead. No, finish your thought.
I just wanted to say, I'm not suggesting Sean's not doing something. I'm just saying it's a different time, right? You know, you can see the breaking story, WWL TV, tonight, murders up 65%.
Right.
What is the chief doing?
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you, okay, so who would you have the meetings with, and what would you – tell them? I mean, there are resources that's fixed, right? There's only so much you can do with that. And then you got the furlough thing that enters into that. you're dealing with fixed resources, so how do you reallocate, rearrange, restack whatever you have to do to make some differences with, did you say 83% with carjackings?
Correct. 147 this year compared to 80 last year at the same time. So you still had 80 last year at this time.
Yeah,
but now you have 147.
I'd say that's substantial. More when we come back, 850, 10 till 9, time for traffic now on WWL. When do we get another real cold front? Plus a few thousand masked fans in the stand Sunday in the Dome as the mayor says the city will start fining people $500 who don't wear masks in public. Those are the headlines. You get the details with Dave Cohen and WWL First News in less than 5 minutes. It's 8:56. I'm Tommy Tucker talking to our friend, Chief Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola and former NOPD superintendent. So, Chief, before we went to the break, you know, we talked about these significant increases in crime. You calling who in and you telling them what? Because the resources are limited. Plus, I guess you got this furlough thing to contend with, right?
Yeah, I think in many ways, Chief Ferguson is doing what a lot of us would have done. If you think about it this way, there's 929 people in Parish Prison right now, according to the city's website. 476 of those people are in jail for criminal homicide, illegal weapons use, drug violations that are felonies, aggravated assault. So they're putting people in jail who are dangerous offenders, and that's a good thing. What Sean has to work through is the fact that, you know, you're always going to have issues with staffing, and the NOPD is not immune from that. The 10% furlough is not going to make it any easier. It's just not going to make it any easier. And to be honest with you, if the mayor is saying that people are going to get a $500 ticket for not wearing a mask, which is a very good public health motivation, who's going to give the ticket? The police. Well, we're trying to build a relationship with the police and the community to try to help solve this incredible 65% murder increase. And, you know, this public health crisis is a crisis, but I'm hoping, maybe I'm wrong, somebody else ought to be chasing that stuff down instead of having police officers on Bourbon Street, instead of looking for people who are committing dangerous crimes doing mask policing. Let somebody else do that. Get some public health people out there to do that, if that's what's the issue. I think Sean's doing a lot of really good things with the cards that are being dealt to him. And I'm very proud of the police officers. A recent Crime Coalition poll showed that at the level of execution between the officer and the community, the relationship is strong and getting stronger. That's how you eventually knock down these crime patterns, because people will cooperate with you to go to the criminal justice system. And we have a DA's race going on right now. Crucial that the police provide great cases to the DA. Crucial that the DA takes cases not as a measure of what other DAs are taking. It's taking the cases that they can make a case and then go to trial and have people get justice through the criminal justice system's jury process. So all these things have to come together. I think Sean's doing a very good job overall, and what he's facing is what a lot of chiefs in America are right now. Declining resources, greater crime.
Real quick before we run out of time, only 10 seconds. I doubt that any officer's going to take the time to write a $500 fine, do you?
I know departments in the country where they're actually sanctioning officers for not doing so. I'm not against COVID enforcement. I'm just saying get somebody other than the police to do it.
Totally agree with you. Thank you, Chief. We could take a break, come back, talk about the tax plans offered by each presidential candidate. WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.